Last time on the usual time.
So you guys are hit, basically just smashed out of the sky with this club. Droop is making death saves.
I rise up as an Allosaurus.
Cast a spell, Immolation.
I can change shape too! He starts turning into a giant toad. Thalia rushes forward and you see this blinding light blasts him, and he stumbles forward and takes a knee and crumbles to the ground dead.
Bullshit! Maybe we should take a rest.
The path just appears to stop where the wall meets the floor.
Well, I mean, the path goes into it, so you can get through somehow.
I try to push on it really hard.
It's real.
I blow it up.
Instantly, the wall goes crumbling inwards, revealing a tunnel behind it. Okay, so you creep forward and you see a stone-cut room. You can definitely see lizard folk milling about.
Can I get within 30 feet?
Yeah, you can get close enough with a stealth check.
All right. I roll a 22 stealth.
Droop's not very stealthy.
No?
No.
Brand.
Thalia is pretty stealthy.
What did you see up there?
He says loudly.
That I make that noise, but silently.
What does that mean?
I make it...
Stop talking!
Did he roll a one? Jesus Christ! He's a dumb. Shush, what does that mean?
He's a dumb. Quiet!
Oh, okay.
I'll do the standard anime hit you on the back of the head so you have an egg on your head, pound on Droop's head. And then be like, shush!
Alright, I got it!
I just imagine, like, it's like overwhelming shush with a head chop. Shush!
Shush!
I like it. Holy fuck. So that happens, and,
and I look back into the room.
You don't see anybody at the tunnel entrance yet.
This time. Oh, God.
Next
sweat,
time.
Sweat beads all over.
I'll be super serious next time.
Does everybody get to me?
I'll get to you. I wanna sneak up into the area where Shadow is and be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
I point to the room. They're like, "Oh,
can I see into the room?"
You can see what I can see, but taller.
If you want to make a stealth check, you can creep forward so you can get a better view.
Fine, I will do that.
Tell him, Birdman.
Don't go chasing water. That is a 18 on the stealth.
Yeah, you're good. So you creep up to about where Shadow was, and peering into the room, you also can see lizard folk milling about. You see at least one of the hooded ones that you had fought in the temple, I believe. You also see people in mail, dead on the floor with insignia you don't recognize. And you also see people in leathers and more ragged armor dead on the floor that don't look like part of that same group.
So it looks like there's three different groups here.
Yes.
Well, looks like we're a little late to the party. We should probably leave a couple of these guys alive so we can actually question them.
So don't blow up the room?
I mean,
I can't
it would
up
be
the
fun
thing
to see that.
Time, but...
Can you blow up every cell of them except for one?
I mean,
there's no one here to get mad at you.
It's a really big room. That fireball ain't that big.
Oh, I come on. I bet you could make it that big.
I can't make it bigger. I can just make it hotter.
Oh, come on. You're like an expert.
Like, I could stop them from leaving with a wall, but, like, I can't move the wall.
Well, whatever. We should probably figure it out.
We could dual shadow blade them and just... Blades blazing.
Blades blazing. That sounds fun.
I guess they'd be sort of dark, though, so it wouldn't be really a blaze.
Fire blades. I heard about that.
Shadow blading will be... Will, yeah, that'll work. Like, we could workshop it. What do you think, Grar?
Hey, Grar, why don't you come up here?
Come over here. Look.
I mean, I don't have dark vision, so I'm...
Well, it's really
good. Well, there's light at our way.
Luckily, it's all lit up in there.
Like... Okay.
So it is.
Should be able to us.
Yeah, stealth check for you to now move forward.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I could make my... I could make the sword all fiery. And then I could have a blazing blade.
What are we waiting for?
Well, we're thinking we might want to keep some of them alive so we can actually talk to them and find out what's going on here. Looks like we are already late to the party.
Do you just want me to smash one of their skulls again?
Well, maybe after the
that
talking
worked pretty
part.
Well last time.
It did.
It did. We can, I don't know. Or we could go in and just ask them what the situation is. Pretend we're like part of the Melandrat group.
And, Jared, they appear to be, they appear to be talking common, right?
Eavesdropping, they probably would have been talking Draconic to each other.
Hey, right. I do that.
So we fuck, don't I guess speak like, except Grar.
This is the I made this campaign, so you can't decide to disguise yourself as anyone campaign.
Well, I mean, it's a group of lizard folk talking to other lizard folk with no others around. They probably would be using their native tongue.
That's true.
Bless.
Hashtag blessed.
Yep. What are they saying, Grar?
Then I have no interest in trying to talk to them because I don't understand their language.
You
let's go kill
garbage.
Eavesdropping, you maybe catch a word of pirates. You maybe catch a word of dragon master. You
that one. That's the one.
Okay.
I point at that one.
That's the one.
Which one?
You mark.
That's the one we want.
Okay, we got. That's
to?
The one we save or kill.
He calls him out.
Then call him a shot.
Do we kill him or do we save him?
If there are words to be had, they should be done with him.
Okay.
It would have been one of the shamans that had been speaking.
So, hoodie.
Yeah.
All right, I'll remember.
Looks similar to the ones you fought before.
I'll memorize that what? Hood. I know that hood anywhere.
You guys remember what I did to the big bird before where that was carrying the lizard folk?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Remember when I hit it and it made him disappear?
What? Oh, yeah. But it came back.
Yeah, exactly. I could do that. Or do we want to
with
not
do
that?
With the guy?
Yeah, I could make him go away for a little while.
Oh, yeah, do that. That'll be great. And we could just kill everybody. Or, you know, not, like
and
nicely.
And then you could probably... You could probably throw a bomb in there after he gets yeeted out of there.
We're sure that they're working for the Dragon Man, right? I look at Grar.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, do it. If you could, can you do that from here?
Supreme confidence.
I pull out my hand crossbow.
You shot him with an arrow and did that?
Yeah, how far away is he?
35.
Oh,
fuck you.
Oh, I have an idea. I think I have an idea. Hold on. Let me look at the spell.
I have an idea?
You can sneak closer to the opening if you want to get a better view, but I'll need a stealth check.
Stealthing! So that would be a unnatural 20 stealth check.
Yeah, okay. You're good. You creep a little bit closer and a little bit closer, and as you get a little higher, you reveal more of the room. You can see now that there is not just one, but three lizard folk near the opening. Currently, their attention is drawn further into the room. Beyond them, you can see corpses on the floor, both lizard folk and human. And beyond the corpses, you can see a shaman and what looks like what Hoyt had befriended in the forest all those weeks ago.
Oh my god, it is a
Velocipastor?
Yes, Velocipastor.
Does it look like the exact same one?
Telling you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't look like the same one. You can't tell. Animal handling check.
Have you heard the good word?
I think that would be more of an intelligence check.
Luckily for you, it's not.
But for you, it's animal handling. I guess I look back at the group and do like a little thumb, like hovering in the maybe zone, waiting for a response or yes or no.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I was just saying, waiting for Commodus. So I'm the Roman audience, okay?
There's more than one person.
Droop looks at you, Shadow, and he's like, "What's this? What is he doing?"
I ignore him and I give her two big thumbs up.
Is it accompanied with a large smile?
Absolutely. I'm doing it right now.
I will cast Banishing Smite on the ammunition in my hand crossbow take aim at this shaman, and since I moved up, I can actually shoot at advantage.
What's the distance on it?
30, 120.
Okay, now you're still at disadvantage, so it would be at regular, I guess,
your right. boost. Then I'm going to, I guess... I'll back up as far as I can just to be as far away as I can.
Okay.
After I shoot this thing.
You probably won't be able to back up too far, though.
There's people there.
And you can back up about 5 more feet until half your body is low enough. Yeah.
Rolling. Natural roll 20. God damn it. He's going to die.
Was that legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's gonna get vaporized.
Yeah, natural 20 hits.
Yeah, but he's a shaman. He's got magic defense.
10d10 incoming.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
All right, low rolls. Here we go.
First one was not the right dice because it was a 6 die. Wrong one. So let's grab the 10. It's a good place to start. 41 damage.
Jesus. It just explodes into dust.
Sorry, I'm writing down. Me's and HP's. Okay, so explain to me what I would see were I an objective observer watching this happen.
If it were to go into the slow motion kill cam in Skyrim, you would see me kind of closing one eye and aiming down the hand crossbow, aiming, lining up, and pulling the trigger, and it should hit him with like a crackle or something.
Okay, so
force damage.
You speak your incantation, let it fly. It flies truer than any bolt you've ever loosed from this crossbow before. And strikes this guy square in the shoulder, crackling with this black energy as it catches him in the shoulder. He doesn't go down, but he takes, what was that?
41? Yeah.
41 damage.
Still alive?
Still up.
Yes! Does he have less than 50 hit points?
He does. So before he even has a chance to cry out in response to being hit, this black energy starts to wash over him, and he flashes and blinks out of existence. And the people in the room immediately go into panic mode, and I need initiative from everybody.
That's right. Let the screaming begin.
Them directly in the face, and his brains go splattering over everybody.
His brains disappear. The rest of him's still there.
Wait, we have friends that don't listen to the pod.
Of course we do. Most of them don't.
We have former friends that don't listen to the pod.
That's right. You know who you are, and we'll find you. In the future, when you hear this.
And if we don't find you in the future, we'll send ourselves back to the past.
That's right. Inversion. Oh, wait, I'm the only person that's seen that movie. Never mind. But in the future, maybe everybody will have. Who knows?
Please give me your guys' initiative.
If you would like my initiative, it is an 18.
It's a good one.
Should take ACs while we're at it.
Yes, please. Current AC as well.
You want my AC?
Yes, please.
Oh, what if I don't want to give it to you?
Well, then we can just call it a night and go back to shoots.
It is 17.
I have a 2. No, wait, that was the roll. It's a 5, sorry. Yeah, it's,
okay.
Yeah, it's 5 and AC 17 at this time.
I also rolled a 2, but it's a plus 4 for 6.
Fuck off! Next thing you're going to tell you is your AC is 18.
And my AC is 19.
Ah!
Amalaxia, you have the first action. In front of you, you can see the three lizard men that were facing the opposite direction have now all begun to turn frantically, heads on a swivel in different directions. One of them indeed spotting you.
So if I want to try and get a grapple going where I have my knife on his neck and take a hostage style situation, how do I do that?
So you would have to rush forward 5 feet to get back to the top of the tunnel and 5 feet over rough terrain to exit the tunnel, and he would be right there. You could grab him from the rough terrain and
yeah, I guess,
pull him up.
I want to attempt to take a hostage and see what happens then. Would you like me to roll a what kind of check?
I think it'd probably just be like a grapple, except you're not like on the ground. It's more of a, is he able to resist you from...
So like a strength check?
Training him, yeah. Just contesting strength.
You get to add your, if you have athletics.
Yep, that's right. You get. Is it athletics and or acrobatics?
Jared,
or this
the
one?
Defender, the target,
oh.
Can do the two. The
whatever's
the
better.
The grappler does the one. Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled a 16 plus 2. I assume I'm not proficient. Because I'm... Yeah, there's not.
It beats my score. So you rush forward, deftly step over the rocks and rubble that's on the floor at the outside of the tunnel, and before any of the lizard folk are able to react, you grab one, knife to his throat, and what do you do from there? You just
I
keep him there?
Go
shush.
And I end my turn.
Okay. As you end your turn and say shush, another shaman... So you're now out in the room proper. You can see that it is 50 by 50. Okay. There is a row of pillars that runs north-south about 25 feet apart from each other. On the east side of the room, you can see in kind of in the corner, there's a stack of like boxes and rubble against the wall, and then on the west side is a large stair leading upwards. The room you can now see is littered with more corpses than you saw before. There are what appear to be heavily armored guards, dead lizardmen, dead beasts. You don't know what they're called, really. And behind one of the pillars, another shaman steps out, points his hand in your direction and says something in Draconic.
Can't
and then
you.
Casts spike growth on the entrance depths of the tunnel. This envelops not only you and the lizard folk that you are grabbing, but it also makes about 20 feet back into the tunnel spiky thorn plants all over the place, suddenly, out of nowhere. Exactly.
That's on the recording.
Couldn't have said it better.
Oh my goodness, it's such a weird spike.
He pops back behind the pillar, and you don't see him from there. That's the end of his turn. It is the lizard folk's turn now. The one you're grappling with, or restraining, attempts to unrestrain himself.
Do I get to stab him in the neck now?
No, because it's not really a reaction, right? You would have had to...
The action was the grapple.
So yeah, the action was grapple, so no. Hmm. No. I'll give you an attack of opportunity if he's able to get away from you. But no.
I'd assume.
That would be your chance to stab. So anyway, he doesn't get away from you. Unless you roll a 1.
Oh, well. I rolled an 8.
Okay, well, he had 2, so you're good. That one struggles but isn't able to get away from you. The other one, the other two, actually he's gonna, the other two are gonna stay put instead, because doesn't look like you take damage unless you move in this area. So instead, they will both pull out a javelin and take a ready action. The other ones move. You now see other lizard folk moving closer to the tunnel as they begin to hear some commotion. One steps out in front of where the shaman that you banished was, another one a little bit closer than him. And two more come forward from the direction of the shaman that did the spike growth on you. They're all hesitating on attacking you because of your lizard folk shield. but they do also ready javelins just in case things go south.
It's a lizard folk standoff.
It is. We now are at Thalia. Who was not near the front of the group, has now seen all of these spikes and thorns and undergrowth appear in this stone tunnel. She will bless Grar, Droop, and Shadow. So you all, whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number to the attack roll or saving throw. So you all get a d4 to use at your discretion.
Hashtag bless.
She will kind of back up and let everybody else move in ahead of her. And Grar, you're up next.
I move to the first thing I can kill.
Okay. You're undeterred by the spike growth for the movement restriction, right?
Oh, that's Hoyt.
That's Hoyt. Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I love it. Chosen one.
So you have 20 feet to move through before you get to the exit of the tunnel. It is damage for every 5 feet you move, so if you're going to move through all of that, well, how far can you move, even with difficult terrain?
I can move 30 feet total.
So, 15?
So, I have 20 feet worth of difficult terrain to cover? 20 physical feet?
You have 20 physical feet to get to the exit of the tunnel, which is all difficult terrain. There is more beyond it.
Yeah, I still you can see it from have... Here, so, then, yes, if it's all difficult terrain in front of me, I can only move 15 feet total.
You take 15 piercing damage as you push your way through these thorns, shrugging it off as if it weren't even there. You are now close enough to the exit of the tunnel to see out into the room. You see that Almalexia has moved forward and taken hostage one of the lizard folk. Two of the lizard folk are still right by her and the hostage. Both have javelins drawn. Beyond them, you can see other lizard folk in the room with javelins drawn and some Deinonychus that are appear not to have moved yet.
No, I can't do anything. It's too far away. That's all I do.
Okay. So you are now entangled in this spike growth, 5 feet from the entrance, taking up half of the tunnel space. Shadow, you're up next. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to use 2 sorcery points to cast Longstrider as a bonus action and move above. Can I get above the plant growth?
No. It is too cramped in the tunnel, and the ceiling's not high enough for you to fly.
Okay, then I will move forward.
If it was with some magical means, I'd give it to you, no, but since it's a physical action,
no, that's fine. I will move forward. Well, now that I have 40 speed, I'll move forward 20, I guess.
Okay, are you just plunging right into the spikes as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get 5 feet further than Grar did.
Yes.
You're now at the mouth of the tunnel. You see exactly what he did.
Well, how much more spikies is there?
You can see that the spikes appear to originate from a center point in the middle of the entrance of the tunnel in a 20-foot radius around it. So you've got halfway. Yeah, you've got plenty of spike growth all around on the inside and rubble directly in front of you to get through as well, which can't make it any more difficult, but it's there.
Okay. I will subtract 1 from my AC and put my Staff of Defense away for now. I'll take out my Wand of Magic Missiles and use my action to cast from that. I'll use 3 charges to cast 5 beams.
I guess they're not.
The darts, glowing darts.
Darts, magic, there you force. Go. That's a good word.
5d4 plus 5.
Incoming. Okay.
17 magical force damage on the nearest enemy that's not being grappled.
Okay. You appear in the entryway to this room. Ruffle around in your bag a little bit. Pull out a wand and flick your wrist and 5 darts go shooting out of it right into this guy's chest. And he stands his ground.
Bappity boo. Yep. Okay. And I am a turn.
16 damage. Piercing, if it matters. Okay. Droop is up next. Having watched you all charge forward, he will do the same. Though he is not able to get past either of you, because he doesn't have as much movement as you do with your bonus thingy. Actually, he does. Never mind. He moves up next to you, Shadow. He'll kind of squeeze his way between the two of you through the spikes. Just like, oh, this hurts! He does not have anything for distance, so he will take a ready action that if anything comes by him, he will attack with his axe. He takes some damage, bringing us to the Deinonychus. They don't do anything yet, but they move in closer. You now have 2 that are circling the spike growth to the west, and 2 more appear from behind the pillars on the east. So they circle around on the east side in front of where that shaman had poked his head out, and they're kind of just hanging out on the edge of the spike growth. They also take ready action, but it doesn't matter to you guys right now. Almalexia, back to the top of the order, you're up.
I guess I see all of this these spikes spawn around me and realize that I'm kind of pinned down. And I am going to use my action to intimidate this fellow. I'm going to push my knife, my dagger, into his neck enough to make it maybe trickle just the tiniest bit of blood and say, if you try and get away again, I'm going to shove this into your neck. And by the way, do you speak common?
Okay, roll a intimidation check at disadvantage.
Because he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Well, that was fun. The first one I rolled was a 3. The second one I rolled was a 2.
Yeah, you get... as you're starting to press harder and harder with the knife, he just starts to struggle more and more. Your words don't seem to affect him. He's just in panic mode.
Whoa, calm down. This is still a 12.
No. No.
It's actually worse than what he said.
You have a plus, what, 10?
I have proficiency in intimidation, so I have plus 5. And oh, wait, no. Sorry, 11. Nine. I have plus 4.
Yeah, you guys don't have 5.
I forgot.
We don't have proficiency yet.
I'm going to Thanos so many people.
Okay, so yeah, he doesn't seem to be affected by your words, but is starting to struggle more now that you're making him bleed.
Can you give me the draconic for nobody makes me bleed my own blood? I knew he was gonna go snake chest. I fucking knew.
That's the best I got.
You don't do that.
Lizard folk don't do that.
Yeah.
End of turn? Question mark.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay, it is Shaman's turn next.
Oh, I get to see him this time.
Okay, so he pops back out from behind the pillar and says something in Draconic. Mm-hmm. Grar. You can make out that he's telling them all to attack as soon as the spikes are down. And he produces a flame that he then hurls at...
How far away is he?
35 feet.
If this appears to be a spell, I use Counterspell.
Okay.
To interrupt a third level or lower spell, canceling it out. If it's higher than that, I will roll.
It is not.
Okay.
Does it work on cantrips?
Yes.
Yeah, it's third level or lower, then it fails.
I mean, yeah, okay, it fails.
That's right, I just blew a third level spell to stop a cantrip, boys. Get on my level.
You are a real piece of shit, you know that?
He...
Just throwing around spell slots like that grow on trees.
He has his left hand out, and he's looking in your direction, Shadow, and he's seems to be concentrating energy as this ball of flame appears in his fist, and you just snap your fingers.
I mirror his movements and reverse it. I reverse the energy.
Okay.
Make it all go
right.
Away.
Face down now. The
So you mock him with a stance exactly mirroring his, and the flames dissipate from his hand. He pops back behind the pillar. End of his turn. Lizard folks are up next. The one you're still holding will try to break free again. He has no strength, so he will remain in your grasp. Probably.
He's not even going to make me roll.
Go ahead and roll, but it's unlikely. Especially with your dice.
Well, that's a 7.
Ooh.
If that's close, he needs to roll every time. It's not even that low.
Yeah, I didn't think he would get that low. He never does. It's a tie. So he breaks free.
Oh.
He doesn't move out of your area of attack.
I'm trying to think of how this mechanically just looks.
Yeah,
like.
I know.
He gets free and then just stays there.
Essentially, he's just turning on his heels to face you.
Oh god, now kiss.
So he like gets you good with an elbow enough that you loosen the pressure on his neck, and then he bats your arm away and turns to face you. He doesn't have any weapons equipped after you've grabbed him, so he instead will lunge at you and try to take a bite.
He already used his action.
Yep, that I was just gonna say that it's his action to break the grapple. So he won't do that. He will just turn to face you, and he will equip his shield, but that doesn't really matter. His turn.
Shield out, so I can get some more AC against you.
Now he's the big shield god.
End of his turn. The other ones. The other one's now having a clear shot at Almalexia, and you guys that are
at the
edge of the... Some of them do.
There's like a million of them now. Fuck.
I mean, there were some that are slightly behind you. They're outside the spike growth, so they can't get to you.
Said we are sharing the same space. You can't have your... You can't have your cake and eat it too.
I said that he didn't move out of
our space, melee attack range. Space. Oh.
But there's like.
So he took.
So I guess he sure. I'll give you. Place. He takes the 4 spike growth damage.
Yes!
D4 spike growth damage.
I hope it's
good. It's
worth.
So small.
So yeah, he spins around, lacerating himself on the large gouging spikes.
Ouchies!
And
I don't speak common.
He does not respond to you in any way other than to say ow in Draconic. The other ones... one of them is going to send a javelin at you.
Fuck him.
Fuck you, buddy. No, fuck me.
It flies wide. Other one, closest to him, will go for Shadow with a javelin, because Shadow had hit him with the magic missile. Also flies
Shadow's
wide.
Shadow's a terror.
Wonder Woman! I am a terror.
Hey, Blade, yell it, let it rip.
The two...
Deep <cut. laughs>
The two closest behind the two in the spike growth will move forward a bit and also throw javelins, one at Droop, one at Shadow.
Beyblade!
Misses you, the one going for Droop also misses. Wow.
Get on our level!
Can I pause the game to go get a Mega Buddy from down the road? Just kidding. But not.
He's
but
like, I want it. I want a bigger one than what Khan's got. Mm-hmm. By right. It's mine. By right.
By right of conquest.
That's right. All right, Stan. The
final two will also move in. One of them takes a javelin throw at Almalexia. It hits.
And I use my reaction to defensive duelist.
Your friend.
And now... It is a 21.
If you're gonna be French, you gotta keep it up, bruh. And then sign a letter apologizing afterwards.
Does the defensive duelist take effect on ranged attacks?
No, it doesn't. You're right.
My god, the DM just DM'd you.
I remember that. It's never really mattered before.
Yeah, probably not.
I just get excited every time Jared gets one in, because usually it's us.
Yeah, it is. Usually.
Pow, pow! That's 2 damage on the spike growth.
Oh, that was fun. Let's do this more frequently.
We could do this weekly.
Oh.
You take 5 piercing damage.
Worth it.
The last remaining one throws a javelin at Shadow. You're pretty much straight line with him. This one hits.
Oh, man.
Also 5 piercing damage.
Thank you, Daddy. Nada.
Welcome.
This is we can tell we haven't played nearly long enough. Like, we're just getting all these things in.
Yep. Thalia will move forward to the edge of the spikes in the tunnel. And
she burns away the spike growth and the lizard folk who vexed me.
Hey, anybody got dispel magic?
She recites an incantation and her palms begin to glow and she puts her hands on the ground next to the spike growth and you can see the plants turn to ash and disappear.
Oh, shit!
There is no longer difficult terrain restriction due to the spikes. The rubble is still there at the entrance to the tunnel. That's the end of her turn. Grar.
I want to bowling ball one of these guys through him. What I want to do is, if I can, get up to the lizard person that's by Almalexia. I want to get to this guy, go into a rage.
Okay.
I want to grapple him and then throw him to the dinosaurs while talking to them. And essentially saying in whatever, however my speech of Beast and Leaf is communicated, these creatures are pitiful, feed on them and live to hunt again tomorrow.
Since they're able to understand you, at least on some basic level, I do want that to be, you can choose persuasion or animal handling, whatever is better for you. But first, let's take care of the grapple and see if that even applies.
Sure.
Bring it on.
Okay. And I'm raging, so I have advantage on an all strength-based checks. So 19.
You are successfully able to hoist him above your head.
Yeet.
So give me a strength check to see how far he goes.
Sure. 27.
Holy fuck. Well, I was gonna go 5 feet for every 5 points, so you yeet him.
Yes.
Directly between the two Deinonychus.
Get back.
Actually, he's probably a little further than that. He hits one of the pillars as you throw him, and he crumples to the ground beneath one of the pillars. I'm just gonna do some base bludgeoning damage on that because that would have hurt like hell. Okay, he takes some more damage. So you're speaking to these Deinonychus. Give me, since they understand you, I'll let you do it as a persuasion, or you can do it as animal handling if that's better for you. It's up to you.
Animal handling's better, but I get advantage if I do a charisma base, so I'll just do persuasion.
Okay.
You know, it's fine. Fine. 4.
Oh.
Which is better than the other 2.
It's not quite enough to cut it. They hear you. They don't seem to change their behavior, at least on your remainder of a turn.
That's all I got.
Okay, Shadow. You have now seen Thalia poof the spikes, Grar rush forward past Droop, hoist this lizard folk up over his head, and throw him into a pillar. Probably whilst yelling some sort of war cry as he goes into a rage.
I turn to Thalia and I give her a head pat. I'll use my action to turn on my animated shield for a minute.
Okay.
That'll Which add 2 right. AC.
Okay.
So I should be at 18.
18. Very good. Okay.
My bonus action will be to create a shadow blade. Concentration spell for 1 minute. I make a sword out of smoke. Solidified gloom, so it's a depressed sword. I will move into the air above the nearest enemy, perhaps the magic missile targeted one.
Okay.
And I'll end my turn there.
Okay. For our wonderful audience, why don't you describe that armor spell thing?
Oh,
again?
Yeah, animated shield. Yeah, it's a. So I'm wearing that special magic.
Do you have ever even used it in actual battle?
Probably only once or twice. So yeah, I have the magic bracer that Gundren gave me for completing the devil mission. And when I speak the command word, it creates like a Tony Stark
force shield.
Moving force shield, if I recall.
Force
right.
shield.
I thought it was a literal shield that
It would have been a shield I hold, but this is the future. And this is also why it's an action, and not just a bonus action.
It's a shield-sized force field that floats around you and blocks incoming projectiles.
Yep. Right. So yeah, now I look like a future tiefling. I was just a regular tiefling. Now I am. This is my second form.
And, we have a future.
And then I am a turn. Shadow in one hand, force field in the other.
Very good. Droop's up next. He will move through the rough terrain towards the closest one that hasn't been attacked yet. Seeing Grar do his ragey thing, Droop is going to mimic that and rage himself and unleash a flurry of sure-to-miss blows on this lizardfolk. First attack, misses. Second attack, hits.
While I am raging, all allies have advantage on melee attacks against any enemies that are within melee attack of me that I'm threatening.
Rerolling from the top.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
This is the first time it's actually been able to happen, usually I'm alone.
I'll take it. He can't hit for shit. So, okay, he does hit first attack. He takes another swing. Hits again. Ooh. He knocks the lizard man prone on his second attack. That'll be end of his turn as he stands over this lizard folk, proud of his accomplishment. The Deinonychus are up next, paying no mind to your request that they devour their lizard folk master, overlord, whatever you want to call him. They rush towards Grar, one of them, and Almalexia, the other one, on this side.
Well, damn
it. Unfortunately.
Let's see.
Now I have to wrestle a dinosaur.
They will both be rushing you and pouncing. Grar, yours misses, but it will stop once it misses its claw attack. And will try to slash you again with its talons. That misses. And its bite attack misses as well. The other one, going for Almalexia, misses with its claw attack.
Yay!
The second claw attack hits.
Well, then I'm going to use my feet and make that a 21.
Okay, and this one is melee, so it actually takes effect. But it doesn't matter because you still take damage as you are slashed across the belly for 8 damage, slashing, and it lunges for a bite attack with rows of razor-sharp teeth.
Rows of
That also hits.
I guess it does.
Doesn't it?
Tough stuff.
Yeah, it does. But it's only 3 piercing damage on that one. The other two... that would be stupid. I should do it. But I won't. They both rush Droop. The first one misses with its slash. And its second slash, its bite hits. He is raging, so he takes less damage, but it does hit. And the last one rushes in with a slashing attack. This will hit. So since this is a pounce, it rushes forward 20 feet and pounces on Droop with its claw attack. Hits him, but Droop now has to make a strength save. He fails miserably, and he is now prone. It continues its attacks. Advantage because he's now prone. Claw attack, second claw attack hits. And its bite attack also hits. That is the end of their turn. Top of the order, Amalexia, you are up. You have, one of these on you. One went for Grar, but is within range of you. And you have one also. Yeah, you have two within range of you.
Okay. I'm gonna pull up my sword. Fuck it. I will disengage and move backwards away from them.
Yep, you can do that. You have 20 feet you can move backwards before you hit a wall.
I'll do that.
Okay.
And
as you move, you get a little bit better angle on the situation. And you can see the shaman that had been hiding behind the pillar. So you now have clear view of him.
Okay, yeah, that's all I got.
Yep, man, that's the only new information, really. It will be the shaman's turn next, who you have now moved into direct line of sight with. You suddenly feel incredibly hot. Like...
More so than usual.
Mm. And it's not just your chest, but your back too. Anything in contact with your breastplate is just unbearably, painfully hot. And you look down and it's just glowing red hot.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Tyler Kuhn, Casey Trickle, and Andrew Klon. Please visit theusualtimednd.com for this and all of our episodes. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Divine Smite by Arcane Anthems. The battle continues next time on The Usual Time.